Athabasca. More fresh faces have been appointed to the Athabasca University, O, Board of Governors and will bump the number of faces around the table by 2 to 19. In a communication sent out to students following the release of the order in council earlier in the afternoon of October 5, O President Peter Scott said the university had just been informed of the changes. Athabasca University, O, has just been notified by the Government of Alberta that several changes have been made to the membership of the Board of Governors of Athabasca University, Scott said. I would also like to take a moment to acknowledge those O board members who very recently resigned from their positions on our board. We are grateful for their counsel and for their commitment to our university and learners. Four members, Sharon Anderson, Sir John Daniel, Andrew Coe, and MacDonald Matamome, had their appointments rescinded to be replaced immediately, and Brian Berg will finish out his appointed term. There were two members who, I believe, had submitted resignations this past week and a half, Minister of Advanced Education Dimitrios Nikolades said in an October 7 interview. If I remember correctly from one of them, they indicated they have had some significant time constraints and conflicts with work and haven't been able to provide the full dedication they were hoping to. Leo DeBever, Don Natiak, Dan Leckelt, Terry Lovelace, Laurie Van Royen, Wilfred Willier, and Mike Loveson were added to the board for a one-year term. Loveson will succeed Berg when his term ends, and Ilario, Larry, Spagnolo was reappointed for another term in the same order in council. The Government of Alberta appoints the board chair and most board members at all 21 public post-secondary institutions in Alberta, usually with a mixed approach of recommendations from the institution and individuals chosen by the government, Nikolades explained. We did an informal search based on individuals who have a connection to the university, the town, and the region, he said. And I came up with the individuals who were subsequently appointed. Following the UCP election of a new leader, Danielle Smith is now the premier designate, and Nikolades is waiting for a chance to speak with her. I haven't had an opportunity yet to speak with the premier designate specifically as it relates to Athabasca University, he said. She'll be involved in a number of briefings from a number of different portfolios, departments, and ministries, so, at the appropriate time, I'll be sure to connect with her and brief her on Athabasca University. Discussions between O and the ministry are continuing, however. We're still chatting with the board and the university in a collegial way, he said. I think that some fresh perspective on the board will help them move things forward. That's the hope and that's the intent. Things are still progressing, and I'm confident with a new team and some new perspective we'll be able to cross the finish line together. It's a hope town of Athabasca. Mayor Rob Belay has as well and confirmed a couple of the appointees were names put forward locally. They asked us for some names, and we provided some to the committee, he said in an October 7 interview. We had no idea whether or not the minister was going to choose any of them or not. Lovelace and Van Royen were two of the names provided. Laurie Van Royen, we talked to her probably over a year ago about if she would consider putting her name in for the board if and when there was an opening, said Belay. Athabasca County, the town of Athabasca, and the village of Boyle recently put in a combined total of $37,500 to keep lobbyist Hal Danchila, founder of Canadian Strategy Group, working both on promoting the local position on keeping O jobs in the Athabasca region and lobbying to keep the Boyle Healthcare Center open. Part of the strategy for that was we knew there was going to be some sort of change in UCP leadership, and we just wanted to make sure we had continuity, that the same message was going forward, said Belay. Whenever there's a change in leadership, quite often there's a cabinet shuffle, so we have no idea whether or not the current minister will remain in that portfolio. We just thought it was wise to continue putting our message forward to whoever is in that portfolio. As any cabinet shuffle will likely be announced October 21, lobbying is on hold for the moment. Once we see who's where, then I think we will proceed at that point, Belay said, adding he's impressed with the new roster of names. When I saw their names, I looked at their history and they're extremely qualified. It's a good slate of individuals who are going to be on the board. I think everyone should feel good about that. Nikolades said there is no hard deadline for O to present how non-academic staff will be returned to working in person with university executive working out of the Athabasca campus. Things are still progressing and I'm confident with a new team and some new perspective we'll be able to cross the finish line together, said Nicolades. Overview of the O Board of Governors. De Bever is the chair of Nautical Energy based in Calgary and between 2008 and 2015 was the CEO of Alberta Investment Management Corporation, AIMCO, which manages investments including pensions, endowments, and government funds in Alberta. Natiak is the former president of Grande Prairie Regional College, GPRC, retiring in 2020 as the longest-serving person to hold the president and CEO titles. Lekolt has a civil engineering degree from the University of Alberta, U of A, and a Master of Business Administration from O. He is also the co-founder and owner of Silent Air Manufacturing in Edmonton. Lovelace has been a project manager for almost 29 years with Alberta Pacific Forest Industries, ALPAC, located 50 kilometers northeast of the town of Athabasca. Van Royen is a former vice president of advancement at O, which included external relations, marketing and communications, community relations, alumni, student recruitment and retention, and fund development. She is the president of Larkspur Consulting and has comprehensive leadership experience both volunteering for various boards like Jubilee Auditorium Society or PAID, like her VP role at O. Wilfred Willier was a director with the Community Health Foundation in High Prairie and Mike Loveson is the chair of Fresson Bros. Fresh Market and president of Altamart Investments. Spagnolo, who was reappointed, was a UCP Constituency Association president who served on the 2022 UCP Leadership Election Committee and is the vice president and general manager of ZI Cloud SCADA, supervisory control and data acquisition, solutions for Emerson Automation Solutions. The remainder of the board includes Chair Byron Nelson, O President Peter Scott, public members Elena Gould, Jacqueline Hobel, and Robert Morrill, academic staff members Martha Cleveland Innes and Richard Huntrods, Liam Connolly who represents the tutors, graduate student Chris Edwards, and two undergraduate student members Karen Fletcher, and Dur-e-Najaf Syed. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.